This is program number LW2509. Well, have you ever thought about, I mean really thought about, how much we people need each other? Hi, this is Larry West. What I mean is, have you ever thought about how many things there are in this old world of ours that you now have that you wouldn't have if you were suddenly made totally alone and you were cast upon your own resources? For example, do you know how to build an automobile? How about a house? Would you know how to make a pane of window glass? Could you run a locomotive all by yourself? Could you make a piano or an organ or a violin? And there are a lot of us who wouldn't know how to make any clothes or plant a garden. Or even if we just happen to find the food, there are a lot of us people who don't even know how to do some canning or freezing. Of course, if we did any freezing and if we were alone, we would have to know how to run the electric company, wouldn't we? Have you ever thought about what it would be like if you were suddenly, totally, alone in this world? You see, we do depend upon each other. We need each other. And the sooner we knock down the barriers between us, the happier we're going to become. Once upon a time, there was a fellow working out in his yard. He was mowing his lawn. Well, his mower suddenly broke down and began to work fruitlessly for a couple of hours, trying to get it all back together. Suddenly, his neighbor appeared on the scene with a full kit of tools. "Can I give you a hand?" he asked. "Are you kidding?" In 20 minutes, he had the mower functioning beautifully. "Thanks a million," the fellow in distress told him. Then he asked him, "Say, what do you make with such a fine kit of tools?" And the fellow said, "Friends, mostly." Yeah, we need each other. Let me tell you about a lady named Becky Burris. You don't know her, but I think you'll like what she decided to do. She says, "One day, it suddenly occurred to me that I couldn't sit and twiddle my thumbs and expect the world to get better." She said, "If this is to be a better world, I must make it better myself. At least, I must make it better all around me." She said that she went to work by first being a friend to the elderly lady next door. These are her words. "I had been nice to her in a skittish way for years, skittish because I dreaded being regaled with her ailments. I'd gasp when she caught me." But Becky had decided to become a friend. She said, "I went next door and took some cake. The little old lady was sick. The lady was delighted and had to even kiss my cheek before I left her house. The next day, she lapsed into a coma, and a week later, she died." In Becky's block are big old houses. Many of them have been remodeled into apartment buildings. In those apartments live a lot of lonely old ladies. So, you know what Becky decided to do? She decided to give a party. "Nobody gives parties for old ladies much," she said. So she went to each house and gave out invitations. One lady had fallen and sprained an ankle, but she told her, "I'll be well by next Wednesday." And she was. And they all came to the party, and they had a great time. Becky says, "The world is full of lonely old ladies, and old men, too. It's full of lonely middle-aged folks, full of lonely children, and they all need friends." You see, it's just like a fellow said a long time ago, no man is an island. While there are exceptions, I mean, we have our hermits, generally speaking, we are a part of each other. Let's be friends. We need each other. And the sooner we learn that, the happier we'll be. Wasn't it Jesus Christ who once said, "Love your neighbor as yourself"? You know what? I do quite a bit of traveling around the country, meeting friends I've made through these little minutes that I spend with you, and a friend is what I have found you are to me. And I just want to say thanks. Thanks for being my friend. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Thanks for letting me be your friend. If you haven't done it yet, when the time comes for you to let Jesus be your friend, even your best friend, may I help. I have a Bible study course, yours for the asking. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.